This is Future Tense from American Public Media. It's July 21st, 2010. I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe. A survey out of Australia this week found something that probably won't surprise you. A large majority of parents think online social networks like Facebook and Twitter are harming their children's intellectual potential. They report less time spent on homework and a shrunken interest in learning. Half of Australian kids are using a social network by the time they're 10. Almost all of them are by the time they're 14. Stats in the U.S. are similar. Yet social networks are springing up for younger and younger kids, with the premise that it might even be good for them. One site with a lot of buzz right now is Togetherville, with a target demographic of 6 to 10-year-olds. It looks vaguely like Facebook. Kids play games, send each other virtual gifts, watch kids-safe videos. The CEO is Mandeep Dhillon. And Mandeep, tell me you're not getting 6-year-old kids hooked on social networking.
Well, it's not the idea of social networking. It's basically trying to reflect the way adults use computers and allow kids to have that same type of an experience. If you have a child who's growing up in the house where parents are using social media, they want to do the exact same thing. So it's not about trying to get kids to use social media. It's trying to provide a safe experience for them when they're trying to do the exact same things mom and dad are.
Watching one of the informational videos about the site, a phrase stuck with me. It said, kids can have fun all while learning to be responsible little digital citizens. Tell me what you mean there.
It's a really important thing. So, I mean, I have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And in the real world, I teach them to be responsible and accountable. But the traditional way of thinking about children on the internet is we put them online and we tell them to be completely anonymous, right? We don't allow them to share any information. And as a result of that, they're not accountable for anything that they do. And we think that is really leading to a lot of negative behaviors, particularly that has resulted in cyberbullying and this kind of lack of real-world identity. And so the notion of a digital citizen is somebody who understands that in the online world, their responsibilities are equal to what they are in the offline world. And we believe that this connected environment where there are adults and kids participating in a safe social platform is a great way to help teach kids about that.
Dhillon says there's technically no bottom age limit. If you can hold a mouse, mommy and daddy can sign you up. Psychologist Pam Rutledge runs the Media Psychology Research Center, and she teaches at UCLA. You might think she'd be worried about this kind of thing. Far from it.
I think that as a parent, you want to expose your kids to as much as possible, and including technology. So anything that you do like that can enrich their understanding of the world. It's really important to remember these are just tools. They aren't an end goal all in itself.
Well, I have a 2-year-old son. I'm wondering, should I get him a profile to start sharing his toilet training fails?
Well, I'm not sure that's the thing he wants to share. But as a parent, you have a job to do. And you don't let your child only eat ice cream. You don't let your child talk on the phone 24/7. You have to introduce these things with balance because they're all part of our world. It's really important for kids to have technological literacy because that's the world they're living in. But do you want your kids to be facile with technology? Absolutely. Do you want them to understand that technology changes and that that's not weird and you just learn the new thing? Absolutely. Do you want them spending 24/7 online? Of course not.
And get this. There's a new device called a Kickbee that a pregnant woman can hook onto her belly, I guess, so that every time the child kicks in utero, it sends a tweet. So I guess that answers our question about how young is too young. So what do you all think? Have your kids waded into social networking? And how young is too young? Parents, chime in online. Kids, with your parents' permission, we'd love to hear from you. We're at futuretense.publicradio.org, tweeting at futuretenseapm. So there's the one kind of smart car, those little things you try not to bump off the road when you pass them on your bike. But our producer, Suzanne Pico, has been charting a new, possibly actually a smarter kind of smart car, right?
Yeah, these are kind of like a smartphone. They're actually connected to the internet. Right now, Ford is driving a digitally tricked-out Fiesta called AJ across the country. The car is actually sending out tweets about itself from the road and checking in on Foursquare when they stop for gas.
That's a nice gimmick, I guess, but what's the application for the rest of us?
The idea is that you could send messages, look stuff up, tell people where you are, all without taking your hands off the wheel.
What if I don't need all that? I just want something very, very simple, right? Just the internet in my car.
Well, then you want something like a 2011 Subaru Outback. It comes with an onboard Wi-Fi for an extra $500. The car connects to a 3G data network, and then you can surf safely from the passenger seat.
I'm a Subaru guy. I like the sound of that. Thanks, Suzanne. I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe, and this is Future Tense.